Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music fanatic, James Lampkin. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play along by yourself or get competitive against others. It's totally up to you. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 90s, Video Visions, and 2010's Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 25. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are heading back to the time of Discmans and giant mobile phones. It's all about the hits of the 90s. We have 5 questions about hit songs from that decade, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. The 6.5-minute ballad Nothing Else Matters was a 1992 hit for which heavy metal band? Question 2. Roxette's hit It Must Have Been Love was re-released in 1990 after it featured in which Julia Roberts film? Question 3. Falling Into You was a hit 1996 album for which Canadian balladeer? Question 4. Which 2 American R&B singers teamed up for the 1998 duet The Boy Is Mine? Question 5. German singer Lou Bega got a party hit in 1999 with a song called Mumbo Number What? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Video Visions. Music videos have brought to life the vision of artists over the years and given us some of the most iconic music moments. In this round, I will describe a memorable music video of a hit song, and you need to see if you can guess it. 2 points are up for grabs for each clue, 1 for correctly guessing the song title, and another for picking the artist. Now, let me tell you about these music videos. Question 6. In this 1984 video, the lead singer of a band dresses up in drag, pretending to be a housewife, vacuuming her home. In a separate scene, the lead singer completes a topless dance routine before returning to the housewife dusting around the home. Question 7. In this 1998 video, a schoolgirl sits impatiently flicking her pencil, waiting for the clock to hit 3 p.m. She then dances down the hallway and eventually on the basketball court. Question 8. In this 1994 video, the lead singer of a band is painted gold and stands beneath a wooden cross. She sings, surrounded by children dressed as angels, as it cuts to black and white scenes of military men and children. Question 9. In this 1989 video, a brunette woman dances in an alleyway with an animated feline named MC Scat Cat, singing about the things they don't have in common. Question 10. In this 2005 video, a man stands singing in a snowstorm by the ocean. He slowly removes his clothing and lays his possessions on the ice. He then jumps into the water far below. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 2010's Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of a hit song from the 2010s. The catch is, it's being read aloud by a different voice than you would normally hear. See if you can identify the song from just the chorus lyrics. Give yourself 1 point if you get the correct song title, and another point if you know the artist who sang it. Here we go. Question 11.
But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when...
Question 12.
Don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Don't save her, she don't want to be saved.
Question 13.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Question 14.
Oops, I got 99 problems singing bye bye bye. Hold up. If you want to go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were young.
Question 15.
So honey now, take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of 1,000 stars. Place your head on my beating heart.
That is all three rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal the answers. And welcome back. The answers are all ready to go and I'm here to tell you them. First up, it is the hits of the 1990s. Question 1. Metallica were behind Nothing Else Matters. The power ballad remains one of their most popular songs, and they have performed it live nearly 1,300 times. Question 2. Pretty Woman. It Must Have Been Love was originally a 1987 Christmas song, but it was reimagined for the 1990 film and became an international hit. Question 3. Celine Dion had a hit with Falling Into You. The album sold over 30 million copies to become one of the biggest albums of all time. Question 4. Brandy and Monica teamed up for The Boy Is Mine. Both were having huge careers at the time, and the pairing sent them both to number one for 13 weeks in the USA. Question 5. Is Mumbo number 5? Lou Bega sampled the track from 1949 on his pop song. Continuing on to round 2, Video Visions, we provided clues about hit music videos. Remember that 1 point is available for correctly guessing the song title and another point for correctly guessing the artist. And these were the videos we were after. Question 6 was I Want to Break Free by Queen. Question 7 was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. Question 8 was Zombie by The Cranberries. Question 9, Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul. It was inspired by the 1945 film Anchors Away, in which Gene Kelly dances with Jerry the Mouse of Tom and Jerry fame. Question 10, You're Beautiful by James Blunt. Our final round was 2010's Chorus Challenge. You were trying to pick the hit song from just the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can nab 1 point for a correct song title and 1 point for a correct artist. Here they are. Question 11, you were hearing Let Her Go by Passenger. Question 12, that was No Role Models by J. Cole. Question 13, Happy by Pharrell Williams. Question 14, 2002 by Anne Marie. Question 15, our final answer was Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 25. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.